Hello, you guys. Welcome to Dear Future Husband Radio. It's your girl, Zada, and today is a beautiful Wednesday morning. It's over here in Georgia. It's sunny, but it's cold. But I want to do a topic this morning on the women pursuing men. That's something that's very common these days, women pursuing men. And that's something that I really do not agree with. This is just my personal opinion. So I'm not saying that it's right or wrong. This is just how I feel. Me as a feminine woman, I feel like I want a man to pursue me. In my opinion, you know, when a woman pursues a man, she's putting herself as the leader. You know, okay, if I meet a guy and I'm like, oh, he's cute, I want him. Okay, and I go tell him, hey, my name is Sada. You know, I want your number. Can I have your number? I'm setting the tone of the relationship or the friendship or whatever we have as me being the head. You know, like, to me, it shouldn't be that way. If a man sees a woman, in my opinion, a quality, strong man sees a woman that he's attracted to, he's not going to wait on her to approach him. He's going to approach her. You know, now I'm not saying that women don't have to make themselves available. I'm not saying don't make yourself available. I'm not saying like hide and no, you can make yourself available. You can start a conversation, but you don't tell a man, I want you, or I want to have sex with you, or, you know, anything of that nature. You know, you keep it to a minimum, you know, because if he wants to pursue you, I can guarantee you he's going to try his best to pursue you. That's what men are. Men are natural hunters. You know, they're natural hunters. And women, you know, all we have to do is sit back and just be found. And that's the thing about it. When I was in my 20s, before I tapped into my full femininity, I displayed masculine traits. Because I didn't wait for men to pursue me. I pursued men. And that's one reason why I feel like some of my previous relationships didn't work out. Because I was always the person to approach. Even if he wanted to approach me, I didn't give him time. If I saw somebody that I was attracted to, I felt it was my place to let him know. But it wasn't my place to let him know. And so with that being said, I just feel like now at 36 years old, I've outgrown that. And ladies, if you really want to be respected as a submissive, ladylike, feminine female, wait and let him approach you. That's just my personal opinion. You know, who am I to say? I mean, I'm not saying it like that, but, you know, I'm not saying what I'm saying is right, but it's working for my life. I've noticed now that since I've fell back from being the aggressor, since I've been walking, you know, in my femininity, I found it, how to put it? I found that more men now, there are quality men, quality masculine alpha men are approaching me, you know. And another thing too is like, in my opinion, when a female approaches a man, it kind of displays her as being somewhat desperate, seriously, because a lot of men don't understand that, you know, the crush thing or whatever. They think automatically that if a woman approaches him, she probably want to have sex with him. Because that's how it is now, honestly. So that's why I don't want to put myself out there. And ladies, you shouldn't either if that's not your goal. Like, if you're trying to really be in a full-term relationship with a guy and you think he's attractive and you really want to get to know him seriously, don't approach him. If he's interested in you, trust me, he will approach you. You don't have to make the first move. It's not your place to. You know, but I thank you all for listening. That's just something quick I wanted to do because, I mean, I've just seen a lot of that lately. And I also saw a person that I follow on Instagram, and she has millions of followers, and she actually told a guy that she wanted him. And that's, I mean, I just felt like it wasn't the time or place for that, especially publicly. You know, certain things I feel in my mind should be lived, you know, behind closed doors. You know, if you want, if she want, I feel like if a lady wants to tell a guy that she's interested in him, if you just gotta tell him, if you can't wait for him to approach you, if you've done all, I mean, you just cannot wait. The proper thing to do to me would keep it on a private level and message him or call him if you have his number, or you know, if you know how to get in touch with him, let him know that way. You know, letting him know via social media publicly, because you don't know what he already has going on. You know, we have to be mindful about respecting people's privacy as well. You know, everything that we think is okay isn't always okay. And that's one thing with women, we do. We tend to think just because it's okay with me, it's okay. It should be okay with him or with them or whoever. That's not the case. Everybody's mind is not the same. Everybody's boundaries aren't the same. So, you know, you have to be mindful with what you do and how you handle yourself, especially when you're approaching a guy on social media, especially, and also just in person, because you don't know if this guy is married, you don't know if this guy is single, you don't know his you know, situation. So you don't take it upon yourself to go say, hey, I want you, or I want you to be mine. Like, that sounds really, really desperate to me. And ladies, please keep that in mind. You do not have to approach a guy. You don't have to. You or not. If he wants you, trust me, he will have no problem with letting you know that. In some kind of way, when the time is right, he will let you know. He will approach you in some kind of way. Keep your eyes and ears open and make yourself available. You know, like I said, if you need something in the grocery store or something, ask for help. It's ways you can make yourself available. Start a conversation. And you know, but just leave out telling him that he's handsome. Leave out all of that. Don't throw in clues to let him know that, okay, I want you. Let him see where he's going to go. If he doesn't take it there, leave it alone. But if he takes it there, jump on it. Okay, that's when they're not, okay, if he takes it there, and, you know, you're interested, then that's fine. But just don't go waving your hand there. Hey, I want you. I like you. No, that's not what I feel a woman should do. But thank you for listening and have a good day.